Welcome back to Community Elements Show, and we begin with Brian's good news. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm very good, Rob. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yes.
That's excellent news.
Right. And what have we got on the go for today?
Well, I've got 11 items.
11? Wow.
Yes, indeed. And all from the Evening Express.
Okay, and that's answered my second question.
And they are all good news.
Yes. In general, what we're trying to do is to make sure, we try and make sure that the news stories that Brian lifts out of the various journals is uplifting and encouraging. And, you know, it just takes one person to do something special. And it just one person, and quite often in the midst of difficult personal circumstances, they do something. And it's good when you're able to lift so much out. Well, you have had a chance to prepare 11 because you've missed out a week.
Good. There are certainly uplifting stories today.
Yeah. Good.
So I shall continue.
So you shall, yes.
The Northeast's first trampoline park has officially sprung into action. Jump In on the city's Craigshaw Road launched its first indoor trampoline park in Scotland, opening its doors to the public on Saturday afternoon. The park is the company's sixth site in the UK to open, and it anticipates welcoming thousands of visitors in its first few weeks of business. The trampoline park is the first of its kind in the Granite City and has 96 trampolines. The site can accommodate 140 jumpers and 35 children in the kids' safe area at any one time. The park created jobs for 70 people, with about 25 to 30 members of staff on duty at peak times, including professional first aiders. David Chapman, general manager of the Jump In Aberdeen site, said, "There's been a lot of hard work put in by our crews to get to where we are now, but we're delighted to be open to the public. We've been building since March, so it's great to be open just in time for the summer holidays. The space has great capacity and we're really looking forward to filling it throughout the summer. It's something totally different for the people of Aberdeen to enjoy, and I think once the word gets around as to how awesome this space actually is, that people will be flocking to it." Pupils walked out of an Aberdeen school in their bare feet on their last day before the summer break after donating their shoes to a charity. Children at Stonywood Primary School gave up their shoes so they could be given to youngsters around the world who can't afford any footwear. The school, which has more than 200 pupils, saw the majority of kids taking part. Shoes of all colours and sizes were donated, and the school was delighted at the children's response to the project. Primary 4 teacher Sarah McCready got the children involved. She said, "Walking through the playground barefoot as they met their parents for it was quite symbolic and let the children understand what some kids have to go through by not having shoes." Shoes given have been donated to Sal's Shoes, a charity which takes old trainers and gives them to children in need across the world. The charity was set up 3 years ago and has collected more than 200,000 shoes in that time. Sarah said, "When I saw Sal's Shoes online, I thought it was a good idea if the children donated their shoes so they could be sent to other kids who desperately need them. We got a great response from all the children taking part." Organisers of a walking tour of the historic city boundary have hailed the first event a success. More than 50 participants took part in the walk organised through Sport Aberdeen. March Stones Trail is based around a ring of 67 granite stones making up the ancient city boundaries. The name derives from the 16th century meaning of march as a boundary. Further walks will now take place thanks to £10,000 of funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund to support events encouraging people actively explore Aberdeen City. Sport Aberdeen Director for Sport and Active Lifestyles, Joe Bell, said they had a great response from people taking part in the first walk. She said, "We are delighted that the first March Stones walk has been such a huge success with over 50 people taking part. It's a fabulous response to the revival of this little-known gem right on our doorsteps, there's still plenty of opportunities left to sign up and discover this route for yourself. It's a great day out for all the family and a chance to learn more about our great city. Sport Aberdeen revived the historic route as part of a series of free organised walks. An Aberdeen nurse who suffered a rare form of stroke will have to learn to walk again. Mary Dalgarno, 50, a mum of two, was rushed to hospital 2 weeks ago after she lost feeling in the lower half of her body and was found to have suffered a spinal stroke. Mrs. Dalgarno is still in recovery and it is hoped she will walk again after physiotherapy and other treatment. Meanwhile, her son, Chris Reid, and his friend Scott Minty will take on the Great Aberdeen Run 10-kilometre race in August to raise cash for Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland. Chris said, "We really wanted to raise some money and awareness of the charity because the support they give to individuals affected by these conditions, like my mum, really makes a huge difference. She's more or less going to have to learn how to walk again, but everyone is showing her a lot of support. To donate, visit www.justgiving.com/fundraising/Scott-Minty. An annual North East charity event has raised more than £150,000 to help cancer research. The weekend's 2017 Peterhead Relay for Life, first held in 2006, was hailed as the best ever by its organisers. More than 700 spectators from across the North East travelled to Peterhead to see 24 teams race for 24 hours in a bid to raise funds for Cancer Research UK. Lorraine Coleman, the relay's chairwoman, said, "We had a tremendous spirit on show again as usual. There were 24 teams and 65 survivors there. They are a great inspiration to all. Cancer survivors are always invited to be part of the opening ceremony at the event, which takes place in the town's Lord Cato Park. A late-night candlelit procession is then held to remember those who have lost their battle." Mrs. Coleman added, "Our final total is amazing from the teams who took part. We raised £151,679, which will all go to Cancer Research UK. Peterhead's event is the most successful in the UK and the first relay of its kind to smash £1 million of funds collected. An Aberdeen theatre is to hold its first sign language tour event. Summer dates for public tours of His Majesty's Theatre have been announced, with the first BSL singing tour on August 12th. Exploring the popular landmark, the tours give the public an opportunity to get on stage and see His Majesty's Theatre through the eyes of a performer. Participants will have the option to include afternoon tea in their tour, which consists of homemade sandwiches, cakes and scones, or coffee and tea in the 1906 restaurant. The tours will take place on August 12th and 26th and September 2nd and 16th from 10:30 a.m. to noon. Places are limited to 20 per tour and tickets can be booked through Aberdeen Box Office online. Tickets for the tour cost £5.50 or £20 with afternoon tea. A 14-year-old girl was today praised by police after she helped a missing Aberdeen woman. Schoolgirl Jasmine Anderson was walking home when she saw a lady curled up at a bus stop on North Anderson Drive. The teenager stopped to help the woman and waited with her until the police arrived. Jasmine said, "I was walking back from the Summerhill Hotel with my sister-in-law when I noticed a lady curled up in the bus stop. I stopped because I just wanted to make sure she was okay. She had blood and mud on her and was shaking. She'd had nothing to eat or drink for hours. I was trying to give her my jumper to keep warm, but she kept telling me to keep it because she didn't want me to get cold." Jasmine, who is a pupil at Northfield Academy, said she couldn't walk by and leave the woman. She said, "If it was me in that position, I hope someone would stop and help me." The police contacted Jasmine yesterday to thank her for helping and passed on the woman's thanks. Jasmine of Northfield said, "It was really nice of them to call and thank me." A volunteer has spoken about the priceless work that takes place at Befriend a Child. Craig Duncan, 49, who has been a befriender at the charity for the last 16 years, said he was devastated to hear services may need to be cut. The Evening Express has backed the Save Our Smiles campaign to raise at least £100,000 to stop the befriending service being slashed. Craig, a finance assistant with the Archie Foundation, currently working with his fourth youngster, he said, "For me, befrienders can make an immediate positive impact on a child's life. There are children who can go down a different path in life after everything they have gone through, and a befriender can help them and be a positive role model. I truly believe Befriend a Child can lead the children down the right path with all the priceless work they do." He added, "The wee boy I befriend is really into nature, so it was about finding things that interest him, like animals and insects, and enjoying that." A community's first ever gala day has been hailed a success as organisers look to make it a regular event. Black Dog held its inaugural gala on Saturday as part of an effort to boost community spirit following years of high-impact construction works around the village. The community celebration also raised £2,000 to go towards improvement to the area's children's park. Jamie Smith, member of the community's organising committee, said the Black Dog Community Gala was a fantastic success. "Seeing the residents and businesses come together to create such a fun day was rewarding for all involved, as the positivity of the community was very much highlighted throughout the day. Given the success of the Community Gala, we will be looking to group together to plan more days like this in the near future. We would like to thank everyone who came along and to all who supported the day." Ward Councillor Andrew Hassan added, "Aberdeenshire is always at its best when our communities rally together, and much thanks have to go to everyone who worked to put the event together. Hopefully, this was the first of many." A primary school has collected nearly 700 items to donate to a food bank in need. Over the course of 2 weeks, Aberdeen's Greenbury Primary School collected items to provide the Seafine charity with a large donation. Pupils at the Bridge of Dawn School gathered together 688 items, which included dry foods, canned meals, infant care essentials and toiletries. Kerry Bremner, a Primary 3 teacher, said, "We had a short topic in class that covered the needs of people in our community. It was to get the kids thinking what can be done to help others. I knew that Seafine put out that it was in need of food, and when I got in touch with them, they said it would help a lot if we offered a donation." The Primary 3 youngsters gave the school a short presentation on what would be included in an emergency food parcel. Kerry said, "The emergency parcel is supposed to hold 12 items that could feed a family for 2 to 3 days. The challenge was also trying to find nutritious, non-perishable goods that would still give them their needs of 5 a day. After the presentation, other classes decided to be involved and started collecting food items. Kerry said the pupils were very enthusiastic about the scheme, and it was great to see how kids got behind the project so eagerly. Christine McLean at Seafine said the students managed to collect food for around 574 meals. She said, "Not only are the kids doing something great for the community, but it has taught them about food wastage and sends a healthy message across." A family in Africa are to get a new home with the help of 3 volunteers from the northeast. Andrew Phillip and his wife Lucy from Stonehaven have travelled to Kenya with their friend Lucy Morrison to help a man named Daniel and his 5 children. The trip has been organised through the Gathimba Edwards Foundation, which was co-founded by the athlete Miles Edwards. While there, they are helping to build or upgrade Daniel's home. Andrew, 30, said, "The father was made a widower when his wife tragically died after giving birth to twin girls. This tragedy was compounded further when Daniel broke both his arms when he fell from a tree while he was pruning the branches. Subsequent to this, he could only afford to get one arm fixed, seriously impacting his ability to earn a living and supported his children through school. Hearing this, we asked Miles to organise for Daniel to get his other arm operated on. The trio, who set off on July 3rd, donated £400, and Miles Edwards organised a further £200 for the operation. Andrew added, when Miles sent photos of Daniel and the children's living conditions, it really moved us. Despite the desperately poor state of the home, Daniel and his children were all smiling. I really hope the new home we build will help to bring more reasons for the family to smile, especially considering the series of tragedies they have faced in such a short time. Now, we've got a text for today. It's taken from Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Do you not know that we have been baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Thank you for that, Brian. I've been thinking about which news story particularly takes my attention, but I have to say it's the last one.
And in Daniel's house.
But I think it's also because, well, my favourite Bible character happens to be Daniel, so my ears pricked up immediately. And no matter who it is, no matter what the name of the person, it's important that they are able to live life to the full, which is what the station is about. So it's very good that people are coming forward and making a house for them that is fit for them to work in. They're coming forward and making sure that Daniel is able to have his other arm fixed. And these are people who really deserve to have that help, because they are willing to help themselves but just aren't able to do that. So it's very encouraging when other people do step forward and enable them to actually do that. And I would love to be able to see somehow the station doing a lot more by way of that, helping people where they can't help themselves, but when they do get a bit of help, they can go on to help themselves and others too.
It spreads the good goodness.
I know any people who are listening who are thinking, you know, what can we put money into? Not just because we're a radio station, but because we want to go and do things like this, helping other people. I mean, just thinking how people around the world can be helped in different ways. People in this country and people all over the world. And you'd almost think you could have, or even set up like a foundation or something, so that money could be put in, but then money could be given out for good works like this, helping people to make a difference in their lives, in communities' lives, and make a difference, them to make a difference in other people's lives by enabling them in some way. Each and every person has a skill, has an ability, and I'm pretty sure that Daniel has skills and abilities that he can bring now with the help that he's getting to help other people, not only his family, but encouraging his family to go out and help others. And as you say, it spreads. So actually doing something good for someone can make a huge difference in many other lives as well. And that's really what we're about, and why I would ask people to consider giving so that we can help others to help others still, to help themselves and make a difference in people's lives. So it's about proclaiming, and it's about demonstrating the gospel.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
It's excellent, yeah.
But I've rambled on about that. But
worthwhile.
What is your favourite story from today?
What came through, actually, would say I'm always impressed with the youngsters doing something for others. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the innocence of youngsters in that often, and
the school children with the shoes.
Well, there are two items for school children here. the ones who were giving their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that must have been most uncomfortable for them to walk out of the school in their bare feet. But they were enthusiastic about doing it. Now, that's tremendous, that. You know, they were doing it not for themselves. They would have felt good about having done it,
mm-hmm.
but the important thing is that they were doing it not for themselves, but for others. And, of course, the collection, the Greenbury Primary School, collecting all these food items, almost 700 for Sea Fine.
Yeah.
Now, that took quite a bit of effort.
Mm-hmm.
And not by just one or two, mm-hmm. but by a great number of them. There's a photograph in the paper of the children from Primary 3 there, and there's quite a number. And they looked so pleased that they were able to contribute like this. And read about 574 meals they provided for needy people. Wow.
That's not an inconsequential amount.
I agree with you entirely. Yeah.
So, no, that's really good. These are just some of the good news stories. When people go out and do something for others and help to make a difference right where it's needed. And this is something Jesus did. He went out and, well, from five loaves and two fish, he fed 5,000 men, besides women and children. So this is the Bible. So that's an amazing thing. But each of us has the capacity to do something. And
indeed,
when we trust God, he can actually multiply that up. And the word multiply is important here.
Uh-huh.
God can multiply that up and he can make a real difference in other people's lives. We may not necessarily know or see the difference it can make in other people's lives, but...
No, nevertheless, we know that the difference is there.
Mm-hmm.
We trust. Because, you know, when we do something for the Lord, we know that
yeah.
he is behind it and it will be successful.
Yes.
You know. So the thanks are due to him.
Definitely and entirely. And also certainly thanks due to God, because we are still... Even after now over 11 years, we're still on air. We're still broadcasting. And we're believing in God that we will get an FM license soon. And I will keep banging on about this, but I believe it's important to have and continue on with that, that we will be able to proclaim, but also demonstrate the gospel through what
exactly.
we do. And indeed through
it's crucial.
Yes. So shall we just finish off by, I think, just a little prayer and then get you to summarise with that scripture afterwards.
Very good.
Okay. Are we ready? So listeners, you may be wondering why, but as part of the things that we do, we're believing that the fervent prayer of a righteous, that's because we have that righteousness because of what Christ has done for us. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when we are fervent in our prayers, God acts on our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we've heard about these wonderful good news stories, Lord. And Lord, so much as we hear these, as I hear these on an almost weekly basis, Lord, I wanted so much to be able to do something more for people. But we need people to get on board with us so that we can do that. People to be able to invest in us so that we can invest in others.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, Lord, for the good news stories. We thank you, Lord, where people have invested in others. They have seen mm-hmm. the potential. We
yes.
would like to be part of that, to do much more. We pray, Lord, that we will carry this good news. Good news not only of you, but also how you work and impact in other people's mm-hmm. lives, Lord God.
Yes.
To demonstrate the gospel,
yes.
to demonstrate the vision that you've given to us. So though we're looking inwardly, we're also, Lord, looking outwardly, because this is what you put onto our hearts. Lord, make it happen that we will have an FM frequency soon, mm-hmm. Lord God.
Yes.
And make it happen so that we can make a greater impact in the lives of people, both here and in other parts of the world, through other sister radio stations. So, Lord, we're looking for this, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, would you like to finish off with that scripture again and say where it's come from as well, please?
Of course. It's come from Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, which says, "Do you not know that we, who were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life."
Brian, thank you very much for that, and we'll be back again next week. And also, hopefully, Brian, we're going to be going out to the... Have you heard of the Compass Christian Centre?
No.
The Compass Christian Centre is an outdoor centre based in Perth and Kinross, just over the hill from Braemar. Uh-huh. Have you heard of Glenshee?
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's just over the hill from Glenshee and to Perth and Kinross, and that's been going for a good number of years, and they recently celebrated an anniversary, and so we went along to that 50th anniversary they've been going, and they basically model the gospel to schools that come in, and they've opened their climbing walls, and they've got this, and they've got a ropes course, and it's all quite amazing. So I'm going to go and interview the manager next week, so it'll be somewhat slightly different next week, because you never know, I might even ask you to come out to Compass with me to get to see some of it. Would you like to do that?
Sounds a very good idea.
Yes. So you're going to have a bit of a trip out, and we might be able to do a recording on the way back by the River Dee. And you can do your good news there.
I will be ready.
Okay. We'll look forward to it then. But for the moment, bye-bye for now. Well, it's not actually goodbye at all, because we're going... What am I saying? We're going to go on and do some what's-ons for you, and just a revision of some of the help that is available. We'll take up C-Fine and other things.